When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's go. Welcome. This is Michael Collier's world. Started on Venice Beach, now he reaching the world. He'll make you laugh till your stomach hurts. Super fly, nice guy. And pray if you need the word. While I'm dressed to the night. Come on, get ready for the Star Search winner. An OG, three times. This ain't no beginner. Whether you in your house, you on your burger, out to dinner, on your job, in your car, turn it up and then remember. Michael Collier. Michael talks to everybody. Michael Collier. Michael talks to everybody. Michael Collier. Michael talks to everybody. You know what it is, Shawty. Woo, 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 hey.
Ha ha ha, that's right, it's your boy Michael Kaya, world famous, world renowned, and often talked about. Hey, what we doing today? We doing comedy. You know, I have a comedy friend that I'm a big fan of for many reasons, mainly because she is her own person. She has manifested herself. She's decided who she's going to be, and she stands in it with authenticity and courage. And she's funny as fuck, which always helps if you're a comedian. Her name is Pink Fox, and she's so good. I've been watching her work. She's expanding. She got top agents. Manager. Is your manager still Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. She got a great manager. He also manages another great comedian. Starts with an O. Ozzy. What's that guy's name?
Me, Patton Oswalt, Pete Holmes, Orlando Laba, Jackie
Patton
Fabulous.
Oswalt. I don't know none of them motherfuckers, but Patton Oswalt.
Yes. Woo!
Patton Oswalt's the shit. So
yes.
So both of you. So you know, you're in good hands. I've been knowing Dave too for over 20 years. Good guy, your manager. But you are a comedian and you tell me so much other shit. You say you sing? I never knew this.
Yeah. Well, I started as a singer-songwriter when I was a kid, you know? Like I have a joke about it where I tell the story, but I had songs on the radio when I was in high school. Yeah, so that was kind of the career that I was pursuing. And yeah, man, I just kind of got bored with music, to be honest with you, because it comes to a certain point where people are trying to tell you who to be and you can't be who you are. And you're a showbiz kid like I was. Like, I auditioned for my first movie at like 5 or 6. It was Oprah's Beloved.
Wow, did you get it?
No, I didn't get it. I just stood in a long-ass line, open call line, as a kid. And then when my mom...
As a boy?
As a little boy, yes, sure.
You, as a boy, okay, all right, go ahead. Because when did you, because you made it clear to me earlier that you're a comedian that is transgender, you're not a transgender comedian. What's the difference?
When we look at different comedians and we look at kind of like their topics and what they're talking about, mm-hmm. it's easy to get caught up in what's going on right now politically and how people feel about being trans, but I'm a person first. I'm a human mm-hmm. with accumulated experiences. Some of those relatable, some of those not relatable. But I am not just on stage talking about being trans the whole time. I'm talking about my experience as a person. Nice. I had an older comedian that I love and respect come up to me and just say, like, you know, when I first met them, I was like, hey, what's up? I'm a comedian. I'm transgender, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, why did you need to say that you're transgender? And I was like, because I'm not, you know, he's a Black male comedian. I know how Black men are. They freak out sometimes with this whole thing. And it's like, I'm not even attracted to dudes. So the fact that it's like, okay, looking at me, I guess, whatever, you don't know, whatever. But I remember when it was controversy and rappers were getting canceled just from taking photos with trans people, transgender fans. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is what you're into. And it's like, no, this is somebody who came to my concert and they asked for a photo and I'm an artist and I gave them a photo. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. So
right.
I don't want to ever have to deal with that kind of reaction from people. And it really does suck because you know me, you've been around me. I'm chill as shit. I'm not trying to.
You're cool as a fan.
That's not my vibe. But let me finish the story. So auditioned for my first movie at like 5 or 6. My mom got married when I was 9 and we moved to California. And I lived in Northern California until I was 14. But the whole time I was in acting school. I went to acting school in San Francisco, Kids on Camera. The director is Jude.
Love it.
Yeah. And I went to the same acting school as Andy from Toy Story. So, yeah. So it's cool. So, it's, you know, it's a couple people like Nickelodeon, Disney kids.
Wait. I'm sorry. Andy from Toy Story. Ain't Andy a cartoon?
At the voice of Andy.
Oh, okay. The voice of Andy. I'm about to say.
Not the actual Andy from Toy Story.
I'm about to say you went to school with the cartoons. All right, go ahead.
No, but everybody was animated. That's for sure.
That's right.
It was acting and improvisation classes as a kid. And, you know, I never knew that I was going to be a stand-up comedian. But I guess it pays off because, you know, I've done improv now twice for the Diversity and Comedy Festival put on by Second City 2 years in a row. I think when I first got to L.A., so 2017, 2018. And that was cool. And that was Christina Anthony's team who went on to play the aunt on, I think, Mixed-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really talented, super dope. But that's where I met like super dynamic female comedians like Brandy Denise, who's hilarious, and Fatima Talia, who's also hilarious. And just like, I mean, she put together this all-women team that was just like fire and friendships that I still have. So it was really dope. But yeah, I transitioned 6.5 years ago. My traniversary is coming up. That's what we call it.
Your traniversary? How many years?
October 17th will be, I think, 7. I think it'll be 7 years.
But when did you know, though?
You know from a kid, man. You always know.
You know from a kid. Something felt different.
You always know. But I'm from the 90s, Unc. Like, imagine somebody coming up to you and saying, you know, I'm really a girl. And it's a little, so you seeing a little boy and you filming House Party. That's what year it was. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
You'd be like, what are you talking about? You don't, you know. So I think one of the things that's the most difficult for people like me is people believing you, which is crazy because I'm telling you how I feel and I'm telling you this is what's going on with me. And for somebody to look at me and be like, well, that's not how God made you. I might not believe in your God. I might not be the same religion. You don't know what I believe in. So
how do they know that that's not how God made you? Because that is how God made you, because that's how you are. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but listen, I agree 100%. And you know, getting into these arguments with people is tiring. And I really don't have the bandwidth.
Mm-mm.
So I'm glad that I can take it to the stage and I can touch on these subjects. But it's also things in there that are relatable to people that are not in my experience, that are just, you know, straight people that are living every day, dating the opposite sex. I mean, we are all seeing the same world with different perspectives. And that's what makes comedy so beautiful, Unc. You know, it's that you've seen this. Me and you could look at the same piece of artwork, but you can see that piece of art and have a completely different opinion about it.
And a different interpretation of it.
That's right.
Completely. Yeah.
That's what we do. That's the art form that we do, you know? And I respect all the older comedians that came before me. I'm such a fan of going back and watching everybody that I could find on YouTube and old like DVDs and I would say VHS, but I don't have a VCR. So
wow.
Just watching everybody, man. I was watching one of your clips from back in the day the other day.
Well, you know, I'm 114 years old. Now, listen, do you have a hero female comedian?
Absolutely. Like,
who?
Oh, my God. Where's
who? Who would it be?
First of all, Lunell is probably my favorite female comedian right now, period.
What? She just did a special, too.
She just did a special.
Yep, yep.
It's fire. It's so fire. Everybody has to go watch that special. She's always so kind to me.
Nice.
You know, she's always so kind. Like, I did my first arena, like, what was that? The year before last. Or 2022, I think.
Right.
And she was there. It was because of Jeff Ross. It was Dave Chappelle's show. It was me, Lunell, Jeff, Usher, Justin Bieber, and Chappelle. And they had me open the show, and I had no idea that I was opening the show. Like, Jeff literally just came around the corner. I was in the back smoking a joint with Lunell.
Wow.
And Jeff came around the corner like, hey, Pink, you want to open the show? And I was like, hell yeah, man, let's get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Lunell goes, I got to see this. And then the whole green room cleared out, and she came out to watch me do my first arena.
Wow.
And I did my thing, man. And from there, she's just been like, just right there, you know, sending me really nice messages and being super supportive. Marsha Warfield, oh my God, I love her so much. When I
love Marsha Warfield.
She's so nice and warm and kind and hilarious. Oh my God. Kim Whitley, I've seen a bunch of times at the Comedy Union. Murder, she's
you
so-
You listing all the greats. Keep going. All right.
Kim Coles.
Now, I haven't seen Kim Coles work in a while. Is she still doing stand-up?
Yeah, her and Kim Whitley did a joint show at the Comedy Union before the pandemic.
Okay. All right.
And so I got to see her go up, and I knew she was a comedian, but I didn't know that she was like a stand-up. You know what I mean? Like, I thought, you know, but funny, like funny. And it was just so dope being able to see that. Who else do I look up to? Oh man, the list goes on, man. I'm just some more. Jersey in the building. I'm from Camden.
I love that.
So, some more being from the Bricks, killing it. Every time she gets on stage, she is so dynamic. She's so beautiful. And she takes her femininity, and it's just like her power. And she talks her shit, and she is bad as a motherfucker every time she gets on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I love her whole everything. I haven't met her yet, but I hope to soon.
Oh wow, you haven't met her?
No, I haven't met some more, but I hope to soon. She's really funny, and she's like definitely somebody I look up to.
What a nice lady.
Really? She's really nice.
Very nice, very classy, very sweet lady. Yeah, she'll love you. Who wouldn't love you, though? You're great. Oh,
thank you.
You're great.
You're the best, man.
So you realize who you are. You're doing your comedy. Does your transgender inform your comedy?
My trans identity.
Mm-hmm, your trans identity? Mm-hmm.
Is definitely, like we said earlier about perception, right? So the thing that this comedian was saying to me, the older male comedian I was telling you about that I look up to, basically what he said was, okay, you're a comedian, you're transgender, but like, don't get caught up in being transgender. Because I was around when the gay shit first popped and mm-hmm. everybody was talking about being gay, and then it died out. And then comedians that was their only material, didn't have any material. And I was like, okay. Like, I understood what he was trying to say to me, but I also wanted to explain to him, like, I've seen a lot of your comedy. You're famous, and you talk about being a Black man all the time, and you discuss Black culture all the time. This comedian, you know? And so where's the difference with you discussing being a Black man in America and me discussing being a transgender person of color in America? I was kind of like, I get it, you know? I don't want to beat a dead horse or, like, talk about the shit so much that it gets lame, but I'm not a lame person, so that's not what I do.
That wouldn't happen.
You know what I'm saying, man? But it's it's about perception, like I said. So my perception of the world as a transgender woman of color is how I approach my comedy.
So, like, what topics? Like, I'm wondering, when you say transgendered,
I talk about dating, I talk about my transition, I talk about my dad. My dad is a street guy from the 80s. You know, I used to visit my dad in federal prison when I was a kid. And he's, my dad is a character. He's really funny. Puerto Rican Italian. My mom, very, very dope. She was a singer for a long time. I was raised Jehovah's Witness. I talk about being raised Jehovah's Witness.
Wow.
I talk about like, yeah. And that those are the things that are relatable, you know, dating, being raised religious, having a crazy ass dad. It's many people out there that have had these same situations that are not transgender. Being from Jersey, being from Philly, being raised in the industry. You know what I'm saying? All of these things that I discuss, people can relate to. I talk about being around celebrities since I was a kid, meeting the Wu-Tang Clan at like 17, 18 years old, sneaking backstage at the Roots Picnic in Philly, meeting John Legend, like knowing a bunch of musicians.
I love watching your life. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like I really appreciate everything that I've been able to witness and be around, you know, because it all makes for such a great story later and it makes for a great experience in the moment. And I really do try to live the best life I can. And I try to, you know, I try to allow that to come through in my stand-up comedy. I just really want people to, you know, when you come to my shows, sit back, put your seatbelt on, get ready for the ride. We're going to have some ups and downs. But at the end of the show, you're going to feel like you know me just a little bit better. And whatever plagued you that day, whatever might have been on your mind, you're going to forget about it because you're going to have a good time. We're going to laugh. We're going to party. And that's what it's about. I'm not about demonizing people.
That's right.
I'm not mad at anybody that doesn't understand my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I do read the comments from time to time. Y'all are rude as shit. But it's okay.
I love your attitude, though. Your attitude is why I'm such a big friend of yours. You, my friend. I mean, from the moment I met you, your attitude is so genuine and so warm, and you ain't trying to hurt nobody. You want them live or let live kind of people. I want to know your transgender identity. Is that who you are or what you do or both? And we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back from this quick break. Hey, you listen to Michael talk to everybody. And today I'm talking to Pink Fox, one of Fly's coldest upcoming comedians in the game. See you in a minute.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
And we're black. Hey, me and Pink Fox up in the house talking that talk. I was asking before we left, is transgender is how you are or what you do or both? And I'll tell you the reason I'm asking you. I hang out with you sometimes. And sometimes you are with some of the flyest, damn most gorgeous women I've ever seen. When you're transgender, I just saw you Monday. This little gorgeous girl you was with, I was like, oh my God, you. And every time I see you, wait, I was with you once and two little white girls walked out of the showroom. You start macking hard and they were under your spell within, like, I'm talking 2 minutes. So I'm not quite sure. So do you have relationships with men or just relationships with women or both?
Uncle Mike with the real hard hitting questions, put me on Front Street. I am attracted to women solely. I have been my whole life and my identity doesn't change that. And so for those who are confused, because I know that there are many and also some that are going to just be like, you know, say some the most simplified version of this. I'm going to try to give it to you in a way that you understand. If you want to understand, if you don't want to understand, you'll remain in the unknown. You'll be ignorant to this situation and that's fine. But for those who do want to understand and take something away from this conversation, I'm attracted to women. I've been attracted to women my whole life. How I've presented has changed. Okay. So that's gender identity. My gender identity, she, her, hers. Those are my pronouns. I identify as a woman, a trans woman, not trying to take anything away from cis women, not trying to take anything away from born women, whatever you want to say. If you get offended by the cis word, I get it, whatever. I am not trying to take anything away from anybody. Does that mean just because I've transitioned and I'm on estrogen and hormones, all of a sudden I want to suck dick? No, that's not, that's not my vibe. I'm not attracted to dudes. Men have been great friends my whole life. I've always had great male friends that have stuck up for me, that I've played sports alongside. I mean, I play basketball from time to time. I play softball. Right. I love my male friends because they're understanding, they're protective, and they treat me just like Fox. They don't see anything other than the person, right? Even you, Uncle Mike.
Right.
So
right. That's
my gender identity, she, her, hers, female, right? My license is female. My sexuality is who I'm attracted to. Your sexuality is who you're attracted to. I say it again for the people in the back. So if you like men and you're a man, you're probably homosexual or you're bisexual, right? Or pansexual or one of these things. Is you fuck niggas, that's what you fuck. I'm not judging. You know what I'm saying? I'm at the same party in the back with a big fan and a cocktail, nigga. Live your life.
There you go.
That's just not for me. So when you see me with these women, you know what time it is. Next question.
Wow. I love it. I love it. So how are you accepted by family and friends?
Oh, wait, you know what? I want to answer that, but I want to go back and say one thing.
Go ahead.
I have amazing female friends that do not go into that place. The ability to separate the two is very easy. You understand? But for whatever reason, when I first transitioned, I really just didn't know if women would be attracted to me like this. I really didn't. It just so happens they are. And they're bad. And it is what it is. And I think it's maybe it's my vibe that speaks for itself, but I'm respectful. And you know, I'm bilingual in that way. I speak their language, you know, I speak dudes' languages. I'm the intermediary. I like to say on stage, I'm the middle ground. You know what I'm saying? I'm the divine feminine meets the divine masculine. I give a fuck about you. I give a fuck about your day. You know what I mean? You want to come home and tell me about that bitch from Crystal from the job? I'm locked and loaded. Let's go find this bitch. I want to know. You know what I mean? I care. But at the same time, the divine masculine, I'm protective in my relationships. I want to make sure that my lady is taken care of, you know? And really, at the end of the day, I'm just pretty. And that's just what it is. You know,
I like
being pretty. You know, like I say, man, my pronouns are she, her, hers, unless we fuck, and then it's daddy.
Yeah. I wear my bell. Okay. I love it. Now, what question did I ask you? Because I forget.
Oh, yeah. He was asking me about how family took it, man. Hey, Uncle Mike, you said you wanted to have me on the show. I'm going to be me, man.
Yes. So how does family embrace you? They accept you or...
Family's beautiful, man. I have two loving parents that are really, you know, my dad's like a super, super hyper masculine guy, you know, street guy, a lot of respect from the things that he did back in his day. You know, my dad's the type of guy in Philly where like young dudes will go, if they get locked up, they'll tell people that my dad is their dad and it provides a certain level of safety. Mm. And so,
what does he do for a living? What does he? What can you say? Okay, keep moving. Let's keep going. Yeah, all right, what else?
In the streets. But you know, he's retired, by the way. He's just, you know, now my dad just drinks in bowls and old man shit. But
he lived in LA too?
No, my dad's a Philly. But my dad travels. My dad called me like a couple months ago and was like, I'm in San Diego. I was like, what?
Crazy. But where's home originally? What's home originally?
For him or me?
You. Where you from? Oh.
I mean, I'm from Jersey.
You claim Jersey.
Yeah, I'm from South Jersey. I'm from Camden. But, you know, I've lived all over South Jersey. My dad's from Southwest Philly. I was raised in Southwest Philly as well because, you know, going to stay with my uncles and my cousins and my grandmother and just kind of splitting all that time up. So, like, I'm from, you know, the tri-state area.
How did you get into the gold circle so quickly? I mean, because you ain't been around here doing this all that long. I don't care what the fuck you say. I've been around here a long time. And you ain't been here but a minute, but you already work with all the top people. I mean, all the masters work with you. You have the top eight manager. You work with Dave Chappelle, all these people, and you hit arenas and stuff. I ain't never did an arena, child. Well, okay, a couple, but we don't count those. They were so tiny and it was so long ago. But how did you get to the gold circle? Is it about meeting the right people, being in the right place? Did you have a hookup? What?
You know, Uncle Mike, right place, right time, honestly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I just grinded. From the time I touched down, I grinded. I worked really hard. I didn't know that I wanted to be a comedian. It just kind of happened, you know? I was living in San Diego, and I was on my way to a job interview, and I was passing an open mic at American Comedy Club, and I skipped the job interview and went into the open mic. And little did I know, I skipped a job interview for a career interview. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, somebody. Come on.
I went in there, man, and it just came natural. And I did a couple of open mics before that, but I think that's really that was like my therapy. And so when I came to LA, you know, I came out here for better healthcare for trans people, like just because it's, you know, it's better on the West Coast.
Right.
And, you know, I got to LA and I went to the Comedy Store for the first time and I was embraced as a young comedian. Mm-hmm. And I did the mic circuit, and I just been grinding since I've been out here. I mean, like you said earlier, man, I'm just a chill, laid back person, dude. Like I don't come into a situation like, oh my God, it's Michael Collier. I'm like, what's up, Uncle Mike? Like, you know, I'm chilling. And I think it comes from being around celebrity types my whole life. So I'm just comfortable. And so that enables me to be in certain spaces. And, you know, I have my respects. I give my respects. I try not to overtalk.
So what do you want? What do you want? In this career,
I want to be the greatest.
The greatest comedian of all time.
Greatest comedian, male, female, both, don't matter. I want to be one of the greats. I want to be one of those comedians that could take my family and fly all over the world and do a show anywhere. I want to be able to put people I looked up to on my show, people that are looking up to me on my shows. Mm-hmm. Literally everything that I've witnessed people like Chappelle doing, I want to do that, and it inspires me because I know how I came into this and how I really just didn't know what was going to happen. I really just jumped in to stand up.
You did it on faith, though.
I walked out on faith, but it was a lot of people talking shit about trans people, like when I first, you know, and still. But the jokes are like mad disrespectful. And you know, I don't get offended. It's just like, these jokes don't even have any merit in reality. They just be like, if you want to chop your dick off. And it's like, bruh, that's not even what happens in surgery. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody that actually knows what the fuck they're talking about needs to come along and write some good material. And I had just so happened to be that person. So
that's right.
Yeah. I'm glad I could lend my expertise to the craft like that and continue to hone it and get better, man.
Wow. You inspire me. I got to tell you that. And you've been inspiring me for a while because the way you walk your walk, you stand firmly in your integrity. You are who you are. You don't bite your tongue and apologize to nobody. You are Pink Fox and you show up as your full self. And I love that, you know, and that's how we all supposed to be. We're supposed to walk around like we love who we are and we're doing what we're doing because we love it. And if we're doing that, the universe can't do nothing but keep on paying you and keep on putting you in positions where you can get more and more things. You are going to be the top comedian in the world one day. I'm going to be there on the show with you. We can co-host. And
Can't wait.
But I already see you as it. Every time I see you, you make my heart smile. You're always positive. You come to my little Christmas party. I had about 8 people at my Christmas party and you came, you know? That meant the world to me, man.
It was the best too. You know, I think that I'm one of those people, I create family everywhere I go.
Yes.
And you know, maybe it comes from being an only child. I don't know, but I have a lot of cousins. But I really do love creating family, and I love me and the people that I look up to, and being able to build real lasting relationships. You know, I tell other comedians, if it works out, we're going to know each other for the next 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I see from you guys, mm-hmm. the older comedians, you know what I mean? The seasoned comedians, y'all have known each other for 20, 30, 40 years. And it's like the rapport that you have. And when you're able to speak about people, like even how you speak about my manager, you're like, yeah, I've known Dave for 20 years. He's a great guy. I want to be able to say that about somebody. I want somebody to be able to say that about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not calling me a great guy, you dirty motherfucker.
Not no more, you dirty motherfucker.
But no, I just want people to be like, hey, you know what? Fox is dope. Fox is funny as hell. Fox is a good person. I don't want no problems with nobody, you know? And I just want to, I want to continue to elevate my craft and get better, man. Cause I'm nowhere near where I want to be. I want to continue to elevate.
Yeah, you're just scratching the surface, but you're going to take it all the way. I really appreciate you. You know, your parents must be really proud of you too, because they didn't have to work as much as with other kids. With you, they got a son and a daughter, and they had to go no further. And that worked out pretty good. No.
Yeah, actually, it's really like that. You know, my dad kind of, you know, he's got his reservations and shit about my situation, but like at the end of the day, he's still my dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that if you have kids, you understand. It's not like if your kid comes to you one day and they say, like, hey, I'm different, you're going to be like, fuck you, get out. Everybody doesn't have to go through that shit.
Fuck you, get out.
Yeah, no, because like, listen, that's unfortunately a lot of LGBTQ youth.
Experiences,
that's
yeah.
their reality. That's their reality. And I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm fortunate that I didn't have to go through that. But I did have to go through a lot of reassuring and just kind of, you know, I spoon fed a lot of this shit to my family so that they can understand it. And I thought to myself, you know what? If I could do it with these people, I could do it with anybody.
There it is.
So, yeah. So I figured, you know, might as well lend a hand to the cause. Fuck it.
Well, I love and respect you. You know, anytime I'm in a room and I see you walk in, my face just lights up with joy. You know, and you're always so great and so positive and wonderful. I'm mad as fuck you can't be at my wedding, but I'm happy you're going to get some money, you know.
Hey, you know what, man? Your wedding falls on the date. What's your wedding date?
November 4th.
Okay, November 4th. I'm flying to New York because I am headlining Chelsea Music Hall the 5th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Pink Fox and Friends, and my lineup is spectacular, and the tickets are on sale now. New York Comedy Festival.
I love it.
It is my first time as a comedian in New York. I've never done the stand.
You've never performed anywhere in New York?
Never performed in New York at all. So to be going to New York as a headliner with my own show is super special to me. And I'm so happy that the friends that I have coming out to do the show with me are coming. It really means a lot. So, you know, tickets on sale now on my Instagram and on the website, New York Comedy Festival. I'm comedian Pink Fox on IG. Super easy to find. 2 X's, Pink Fox like Red Fox.
Yes.
That's exactly where I get my name from.
Yes.
You know, because he's the originator. He's the grandfather, the godfather. He is, you know what I mean?
Man. He know it. All of it, yeah. From the beginning. Well, I love you and I thank you and for being so professional all the time. And I used to have to ask people, tell folks how they can find you. But you know how to wrap this thing up and everything. You're so joyful. I love you, my friend. And I'm so grateful that you dropped by to talk over here with Michael, talk to everybody. Now we talk to you. You know, it's funny. My very first guest is transgendered. My very first guest was T.S. Madison.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that on the site. Yeah, that's dope.
And she was so sweet, so wonderful to me. And then I asked her about the TS. I didn't know. Putting in front of your name lets people know. It makes people aware. But when she ended, she said, you know why I love this show? Because Michael talked to everybody. And we do. My last conversation was just a homeless dude. I just had 30 minutes. I just want to know what it's like to go through that shit, because we don't know. We walk past and look at you and hand you a dollar, think we know some shit. We don't know shit. You are fabulous, awesome, beautiful, wonderful. I love you, my friend, and thank you again for coming. Talk to you soon.
I love you too, Uncle Mike. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Hey, y'all, that's Pink Fox. Y'all just heard Pink Fox right here on Michael Talk to Everybody. You know, we do three new shows every week. And if you miss me here, catch me on YouTube, where I do my morning show 5 days a week, Michael Kaya's Morning Show. Hey, man, be good to yourself and be good to somebody else besides you. Remember, God is great and you ain't too bad yourself. Keep love first. You're going to be all right. Soon as the swelling go down, I'll talk to you on the next one. I had a good time today. I hope y'all did too, man. Thank y'all for checking us out here at Michael Talks to Everybody. Hey, you can follow me, man. I'm easy to follow. I'm on Instagram, just under @MichaelKaya. I'm on TikTok. That's MichaelKaya135. I have a very sexy webpage called TheRealMichaelKaya.com. You know, you go over there, you can find out about my merchandise and what I'm doing and where all my shows are. Everything is right there. Or if you really love me, you can go to my Cash App. That's $ Michael Kaya's Money. I'm playing with y'all, but I accept green stamp, food stamp, Canadian money. I'll take your bus transfer if you got some time left on it. And my morning show, oh my goodness, the Michael Kaya Morning Show. That's 7 a.m. Pacific time, yo. 5 days a week. This has been a Raylock Group production. I'll see y'all later.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.